Well, you know, the wording here actually could be quite confusing. The Amplified version actually reads this way about in Matthew 3:16. After Jesus was baptized, he came up immediately out of the water, and behold, the heavens were opened, and he, John, saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove and lighting on him, Jesus. So the wording here actually clears out that it wasn't sort of like an access thing. It was more like just seeing the skies open up, and that the Holy Spirit descended in the physical form of a dove landing on Jesus. John and all those around saw this event, and of course, they heard the Father speak, and this is that New Testament indication of the Trinity being present at all at once in their forms. Now, you know, it's kind of hard to wrap our heads around that, I know, but all three aspects of God seem right there. Now, Matthew Henry's commentary, I had looked this up, it's actually worded like this, saying Jesus and others discovered something above, beyond the starry firmament, at least to him. And that it was this, to encourage Jesus to go in his undertaking with the prospect of the glory and joy that were set before him. You know, heaven is opened up to receive him when he has finished his work and he is now entering upon. And then to encourage and receive him and submit to him. So note that even through Jesus Christ, the heavens are open to the children of men. Sin was shut up in heaven. And, you know, it put a stop to all the friendly intercourse, you know, between God and man. But now Christ opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Mm-hmm. And his baptism symbolized that. You know, just the very fact that the heavens were open, it was like, hey, this is something new. Look, access is being granted. You know, it wasn't just for Jesus. It looks like here, it was like, hey, this is now God symbolic. Is directing. Yeah. God is directing between man and him once again.
Yeah, that's very interesting. So it's a very, very big, significant moment right then and there.
It was.